talking yesterday in Edinburgh Hospital with a young woman who is critically ill, and she talked a good deal about Thursday when she said she had what she called a crap day, one of the worst days she's ever had. But something she said in the course of the conversation stayed with my mind for the rest of the day. She said that the other day God had done something for her, something, she said, quite small. But, she said, it was something that showed that he was in this terrible situation with me. I wonder whether anybody here feels they've had a little glimpse of God working in their lives during this week or in the recent past. Something that made you feel that God was working in your life, doing something for you. Perhaps something very small but equally significant. It's so easy to miss out what God is doing. So easy to miss it out because there is so much else happening around us. Those three special friends of Jesus in the story were led up the mountain and given a blinding glimpse of Jesus as nobody else had ever seen him or would ever see him alive, all shining like the sun. And he brought them up there so that they could have this vital experience of who he was. Jesus invites every one of us into a close relationship with him, invites us to let him into our lives in a new way every Lent. A young man that I spoke with the other week is in his late 30s. Steve says that he finds so much religion that is offered in sermons these days what he calls vanilla flavoured. It's so bland, he says, all about Jesus being nice to everyone and asking us to be the same. As if, Steve says, that is what religion was all about. Allowing or inviting Jesus into our lives is no easy thing, because we're all afraid of what he might demand of us. That is the kind of idea of God we've grown up with. And so for Lent, we need to give up our preconceptions of who God is. As if God would, or Jesus would, make demands on us that we weren't prepared for. No, letting Jesus into our lives, inviting him to a close relationship, means letting him do for us what he wishes to do, namely to build us up, to heal us, to restore our confidence, to heal broken hearts. And only when he has done that does he ask anything of us. And what he asks of us is that we do for others what he has done for us, to build them up, to give them back their self-confidence, to help them to believe in themselves again, to free them from the things that drag them down. And that, I hope, is not what Steve would call vanilla-flavoured religion. If you have ever got a glimpse of God doing something in your life, you will know that it is always something done out of love. Done out of love for you. That may sound a very bland statement, but it's very true. The disciples in the story were frightened by what they saw. The young woman I talked with in Addenbrookes yesterday smiled and laughed when she tried to tell me what Jesus had done for her this week. And if you have seen Jesus at work in your life, in any way, however tiny, I'm sure it will have had the same effect on you. It made you smile. It made you laugh out loud with delight.